Testing 1 2 1 2.
test 1 2 1 2. Test.
Testing 1 2 3. 1 2 3 4 5. Yeah. Jack with Chuck. I've got no voice again. Jack with Chuck from here at Minster. As the Minster girls shoot for an outright Midwest Athletic Conference Championship versus Fort Recovery. Minster 19-2 overall, 8-0 in the MAC. Fort Recovery 16-2 overall, 6-2 in the MAC. Versailles has one loss to Minster in the MAC. Fort Recovery is two games back of Minster. A win by Minster tonight, and they take the outright title over Versailles by one game. This is Minster's final regular season game for Fort Recovery. Two more remain. Minster's last game was Tuesday, a 39-36 overtime win over Wapakoneta. Courtney Pringer was 10 for 11 at the line at 16 points, and sophomore Damaris Wolf had 8. Rosie Westerbeck and Lindsay Reckerman out with hand injuries. You're able to hear okay?
Yeah, it sounds fine. Sounds better than the other one did. I think it was the headset. I mean, we'll see as we go, but...
Testing 1 2 3, 1 2 3.
Yeah, it's marking just like it's supposed to. So.
Testing 1 2, 1 2. Testing 1 2 3, 1 2 3, testing. Damaris Wolf.
Is it Kalig or Kalig?
Kalig.
A Kalig.
Yeah, they got some strange ones.
So I got Kalig. I've got Kia Wendell.
Kaya Wendell.
Alexa Jenkins.
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah Jenkins.
Aaliyah Jenkins.
Audra Metzger, Grace Teen.
Believe it or not, it's 10. And ten. For Minster, it's Thien. It's Thien for Minster. Correct, isn't there one on Minster? Same spelling? Yeah.
Yeah, same
it's
thing.
It's Thien. At Fort Recovery, it's
Currently
Tim.
Day,
Showalter, Colling,
Patch. Mulecamp, Winning, Will, and Kaiser.
Yep.
Right?
And, all right. Yep.
All right. I think we're going to be good. I think it was the headset.
Yeah, it didn't show up on the archive, which is weird.
So I think it was what I was hearing. Not what was happening out over the air, but what I was hearing in the air.
Exactly. And that is
2 and 3 is right. We're the same ones we've always been in. You're in 2, I'm in 3.
So is that here or is that there?
The hearing is here, the voice is here.
Unless it's in a, you know.
Well, I mean, I'll be able to tell if it's during the game, if all of a sudden you're cutting out. I'm not going to worry about it.
Exactly.
Because I'm knowing that they're hearing you. So
it would have to be in the mixer box back here.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Hopefully I can get through. I'll just have to mumble. Talk real soft.
Well, I'll be able to. That can help. At least I know the Minster girls.
Oh, wow.
They got a lot of freshmen, and they look young when they walk by there.
Yeah. They're best players.
Bottom two, right? Yeah.
She's second in the MAC in scoring. She's second in the MAC in threes. 10.
Yeah. All right. Here, I'll play some music.
Oh, around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, hand off to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Back court, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie Doom maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but cord. 43-26 is your track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Turned back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him just high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three on scores.com.
It is Jack with Chuck, and we're here at Minster on Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Tonight's game, features Minster and Fort Recovery. Should be a fine girls contest. And Chuck, the Minster Wildcats need a victory this evening to earn the outright girls MAC championship. Versailles is a game back, Fort Recovery two back. And should Minster get knocked off, the Wildcats and Tigers would tie. Minster wants none of that. A big victory over Fort Recovery, and the championship belongs to the Minster Lady Wildcats.
No, they don't have any desire to share that that championship with Versailles. Not a lot of love lost there anyway. But that's a good basketball team. I know Lindsay Retkerman is out with a wrist injury. May not see her. Hopefully we see her if they go a little ways in the tournament. But
right.
We definitely won't see her tonight. Rosie Westerbeck, their leading scorer, is going to try to make an effort to play tonight. But she's got the same type of injury. So, you know, they're going to have to rely on Allie Fisher, and they're really going to have to rely on Courtney Pringer to get them points on the inside.
Yeah, in Minster's last game Tuesday, Minster beat Wapakoneta 39-36 in overtime. Courtney Pringer, about whom you just spoke, poured in 16 points, 10 of 11 at the free throw line. And Minster got it done without Rosie, without Lindsay. It's Rosie's right hand, Lindsay's left hand. And as you say, it may be a more prolonged injury for Lindsay Retkerman. Lindsay fortunately has an extremely deep bench.
Yeah, they're strong. I mean, it's gonna give Taylor Kogi a better chance to get more time. And she's a 6 foot junior who, the times that we've seen them play, has been one of their better players on the floor. And then Forgerding, she's a senior, she'll be out there. Paige Toby's gonna get some time. Savannah Luthman will get more time now out there. She's a senior. So, yeah, they've got all kinds of talent.
You mentioned a few seniors, five in total, and they were just recognized a few minutes ago. And they are Lindsay Retkerman, Haley Balmer is a senior, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borgerding, and Savannah Luthman, all 12th graders with GPAs of 3.6, 3.7, 3.8, 3.9, all of them in the top 15 to 20. Of their senior class, outstanding student athletes here at Minster, and we'll highlight them once again during our halftime break. Early start tonight, no JV game, a lot of illness at both Fort Recovery and Minster. It's catching. I've got it for the second time in 2 months. Hopefully my voice will hold out tonight and through the weekend. It had better, because we've got heavy tournament action.
Tournament starting.
Yep, on Tuesday.
I've got my SARS mask on, so I'm not letting Jack talk to me here.
Fort Recovery, a very fine club, played Versailles to an 8-point game early in the season. Fort Recovery, Chuck, would be right in the thick of championship talk here in the MAC had Fort Recovery not been beaten last Thursday at home by Coldwater 45-40. The only two losses all year for Fort Recovery in the MAC to Versailles and Coldwater.
Well, we saw Coldwater play. We saw them play Minster, and they're not a bad basketball team. But one of the things you have to do when you're going through a league that's as strong as this one is, you got to come prepared to play every game. And sometimes, you know, it's just hard to get the girls motivated to come out there and play like they have to play to win games. Like I said, Coldwater was a pretty good basketball team.
Yes, Fort Recovery has several huge wins. 12 points over Wapakoneta back in December. Again, Minster shorthanded this past Tuesday, beat Wapak by 3. Fort Recovery also owns a 10-point win over a very solid Jay County, Indiana team. They beat a very good St. Mary's club, the 16, and also owns a 2-point victory over a superb Arcanum girls team. Again, the losses to Versailles at Versailles and home to Coldwater. This Fort Recovery squad features two outstanding players. One young lady is the second leading scorer in the Midwest Athletic Conference, and another gal is the second 3-point shooter in the MAC. Whitney Will, a 6-foot senior, is number 2 in scoring in the MAC. And an outstanding 3-point shooter for this Fort Recovery team. And I have forgotten her
Kaiser.
Name. Yeah.
Kaiser.
Is that the outstanding three-point shooter?
That's what you told me, so
okay.
I put a little check mark by.
You're exactly right.
I want to see a matchup of her and Allie Fisher maybe having a shootout tonight.
Yeah, Allie shoots them at nearly 40%, Kaiser at 45%. Kaiser just a few made shots ahead of Cammie McEldowney of Versailles.
Who's pretty darn good herself.
Indeed. Fort Recovery likes to control the tempo. This may be a game where 43, 44 points wins it. Fort Recovery will take advantage of fast break chances when they present themselves, but ordinarily Fort Recovery will slow it down and play in the half court. Brian Patch is no stranger to Fort Recovery basketball. He's been here 3 years as the girls' head coach, 9 years the varsity boys' head coach before 3 years as the mentor of the girls' program. So he knows basketball inside and out.
And I see a 6'1 freshman with the same last name, so I'm sure she's got some basketball savvy about her.
You're exactly right. Chuck, I may have made a mistaken comment to you. It's my understanding Grace Tien, spelled T-H-I-E-N, pronounced Tien, is second in the MAC in shooting threes.
Oh, okay.
She's a 5'9 junior for Fort Recovery and averaging 15 points a game. Whitney Will is second in scoring in the MAC. Both Kaiser, about whom we spoke, Jocelyn Kaiser and Teen, are at just under 10 points a game in scoring. Minster, like Fort Recovery, very balanced. Courtney Pringer, when called on, got the job done for Minster this past Tuesday. It was a low-scoring tilt against Wapak, 32-32. After four quarters, both Retkerman and Westerbeck missing, and Courtney Pringer, 6 feet 2 inches tall, just a sophomore, came to the forefront for the Wildcats.
Well, I think one of the things, I mean, she's a sophomore, and when you got a senior like Westerbeck, she's going to control the basketball some, but when she's not in there, last year I thought Courtney Pringer, from the beginning of the season as a freshman to when we saw her in the regional, I don't know if I've ever seen a kid improve as much as she did last year. And she's only going to get better and better, and sometimes you don't want to see injuries, but sometimes that's what brings out the animal in someone who's not really been called on to be that big of a scorer.
I've told the story a few times, Chuck, about Courtney shooting free throws outdoors before the Minster Anna football game in late October. And she told me that particular night, hey, if I can shoot him with the sun going down and the wind blowing, I can make him inside. And, wow, she poured in, and what did I say, 10 of 11?
Yep.
In the game on Tuesday against Wapakoneta, and that won the contest for Minster.
Right, and Wapakoneta is a very good Division II basketball team.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. And thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Gaufney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum both came on board with us on Scores broadcast during the basketball tournament last March. These ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and the specialty advertising unit of Adams Tech, providing promotional items for you, an array of them which can be customized. They can all be customized to suit your need. T-shirts, mugs, pens, hundreds of specialty advertising items available through TOSSUM, T-O-S-S-U-M, the specialty ad unit at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And we'd also like to welcome here on scoresbroadcast.com the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Keep abreast of your VA benefits. Contact the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission today. Give them a call at 498-7872, 498-7872, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Let's check the tournament just around the corner. The boys' tourney draw took place this past Sunday. And in Division 4 at Piqua, Rushi a 1 seed, Fairlawn 2, Fort Loramie a 3, and number 4 was Jackson Center.
No surprise in any of those. That's going to be your top 4. And barring a major upset, those 4 teams are going to be playing Friday and Saturday night to see who gets to go down to Dayton and play in the district.
Interestingly, as it turned out, in both boys and girls, Rushi and Fort Loramie in the same brackets in each.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. You look at it, and coaches look at matchups and think maybe there's one matchup's better than another, and they didn't call me and ask me, so.
And the Fort Loramie and Rushi boys play tomorrow night.
Yep, we'll be there to see that one. That's one of those where it's not going to mean anything to the league. So right. I don't know. You're not going to see anything new. Right. You're see something new, it'll be when they play the next time.
Again, we'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. I may have been a digit off in that phone number, 498-7282, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. A big girls' MAC conference game here tonight at Minster. Fort Recovery against the Minster Wildcats. Starting lineups and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
High quality furniture priced just right always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Welcome back to Minster. I'm Jack with Chuck. I commented a few minutes ago, Chuck, about the fact that Fort Loramie and Minster
or I should say Fort Loramie and Rushi, playing boys action tomorrow night. They're seeded same bracket, Piqua. How about Sydney Greenville? They play tomorrow night, and 1 week from Saturday, they'll meet to start the tournament.
Well, I'll give you an anomaly from years ago. Graham was undefeated in the number one Division II team in the state of Ohio. They beat Benjamin Logan by 41 points the last game of the regular season, played in the first round of the tournament, and got beat. Look it up. It's a fact.
I think I remember that. That was a conversation piece for a long time. It can happen. The psychology of the game can affect players different ways. And the lights have been dimmed here at Minster as the Lady Wildcats are about set to be introduced. Keep in mind, Lindsay Retterman is out. She has a left-hand injury. Rosie Westerbeck, despite a right-hand injury, will be in the starting lineup. Courtney Pringer starts in the middle, 6 feet 2 inches tall. She is a sophomore for Minster. Four seniors are in the starting lineup as well. That was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, Allie Fisher's not a senior, although the announcement was made recognizing four seniors. Allie is not one, thus she is not starting. Neither is Lindsay Retterman. She's not starting either, although she has just been introduced as one of the five seniors here at Minster. Haley Balmer is starting. Haley Balmer in the starting five. She is a senior. Rosie Westerbeck, a senior, starts. So it's Westerbeck and Balmer and Pringer. Allie Borgerding is in the opening five. Allie, a senior. Of course, Lindsay Reckman is out there on the floor in her warm-ups. Could be back in a couple weeks, nursing a left-hand injury. And Savannah Luthman, also a senior, gets a starting nod here tonight for the Minster Wildcats. Allie Fisher will be in very shortly off the bench.
I like starting the seniors.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, at Minster, it doesn't make much difference. You've got sophomores, juniors, and seniors, all of these young ladies, so interchangeable.
Well, I used to tell my kids when I was coach that I don't care who starts, I'd rather be the one on the floor at the end. And that's what makes, if you play well, it doesn't matter if you start. You'll be out there at the end of the game when it counts.
Yep. Haley Balmer, 5'9", a senior. Rosie Westerbeck, 5'10", a senior. Allie Borgerding, 5'9", a senior. Savannah Luthman stands 5 feet 10 inches tall, a senior, and Courtney Pringer, a sophomore, at 6'2". No doubt, if Lindsay Reckerman were healthy and could go, she would be in the opening five, and Courtney Pringer might not be at the outset of the game. All set here to jump center for Fort Recovery. Attired in the road purple, Whitney Wills, 6 feet tall, 15 points a game. Jumping with Pringer. And the ball is batted, and it goes on the play to Westerbeck for Minster. Up the floor with it. Deep in the right corner. Hands off to Balmer. Balmer shoots a long three-pointer, and you can tell by the roar, she made it. Good start for Minster.
Senior night.
Senior night, Haley Balmer. On this occasion is among the opening five. Not usually, but tonight she is. And she pays big dividends for head coach Mike Wiss and the Minster team. She drops into three to start it. And that's what we talked about. So much talent on this Minster team, it really doesn't matter who starts.
Well, they're running. They've set up in a triangle, and all they're doing is screening down, popping back out, turn the ball over, but yep. They look like they're going to try to pattern the ball.
And Jocelyn Kaiser, a 5'9 senior, put it on the floor, fumbled it, turned it over. Minster's got it deep in the right corner. It's Allie Borgerding, 25 feet away, on top to Westerbeck, back to Borgerding. Now Westerbeck has started to drive. Feeds Borgerding, right corner, she's open, short on the line drive shot. Rebound down to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery starts Grace 10 out front. She's got the ball now. A 5'9 junior, excellent three-point shooter.
She teams up with Brooke Colleague, a 5'4 freshman who's opening in this game. Val Muhlenkamp, a 5'11 freshman, is on the court with Jocelyn Kaiser, a 5'9 senior, and Whitney Will at the post, 6 feet tall, a senior. And right now it's Fort Recovery just holding the ball out in the arc. Oh, here's a quick three hurled up from no man's land. It's good. Grace Tin knocks it down. That's why she's number two in the league in shooting.
Yep, that looked like a pretty nice shot right there. Good form.
Second behind McElDowney of Versailles in shooting the three ball in the Midwest Athletic Conference is Grace Tin. So Tin matches Balmer. We're tied at three. Here's Westerbeck trying one. A deep one left side of the floor. Hit the edge of the backboard. Comes down to Fort Recovery.
She's got that brace on her wrist, and it's got to be tough. You don't get the same feel of the ball rolling off your hand.
No, it has to hinder her somewhat. Here is Fort Recovery with the ball, top of the circle. It's Will. Game tied at three. We played 2.5 minutes. Minster the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Fort Recovery, the road purple, white numbers. Here's a telegraph pass, almost intercepted by Westerbeck. Fort Recovery gets it back, then throws it away. Dribbling hard down the floor, it's Borgerding. Powers to the rim and scores. Nice bit of thievery by Borgerding, and then she took it 60 feet to the rim. 5-3 in favor of Minster. Fort Recovery's got the ball, 20 feet out, it's Will. Will hands off to 10. 10's guarded by Westerbeck on the arc. Here's a drive from the left corner by Will. She muscles toward the basket and attracts a two-shot foul. Minster's defense relaxed for an instant, and Will took advantage.
Well, the way they're running is, I mean, they're popping in, screening at the box. It's like a 2-1-2 set, and when the ball goes to the corner, you've been watching that passing. You got to keep your mind focused on your playing defense.
Free throw, Whitney Will is good. 5-4. Minster in the lead by one. As I mentioned in the pregame, Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery girls, no stranger to high school basketball, third year as the head of the girls program at Fort Recovery, 9 previous years running the varsity program. Both free throws good by Fort Recovery's Will, and the Indians settle back in the zone now. Here's a good feed on the inside by Minster. It is Kogi who got the ball 6 feet away, shoveled it toward the iron, and drew a two-shot foul. Beautifully done by Taylor Kogi, averaging nearly 8 points a game, a 6-foot junior in off the bench. She's another one of those super subs for head coach Mike Wiss.
Yeah, she is instant offense normally.
Game tied at 5. Kogi misses it long. Foul in the act of shooting, number 2 coming up. 4:43 to go first quarter. Second foul shot by Kogi, couple dribbles. Puts it on the deck again and makes it. 6-5 Minster. Full court pressure Wildcats. As Kogi and Westerbeck try to trap. Ball thrown to midcourt to Will. Will puts it down on the deck, drives hard into the half court, and sends it back out on top to Kaiser. Kaiser 30 feet away. Now Will. Ball dealt to Muhlenkamp. Cat and mouse offense right now by Fort Recovery. Every now and then somebody from the corner darts toward the basket. Fort Recovery looking for that backdoor pass. Minster trying to tighten out its D. Here's the ball fumbled at the timeline. Bringer gets a mitt on it for Minster. It rolls into backcourt, and Will gobbles it up. Fort Recovery restarts the attack. We played half the first quarter. 6-5 in favor of Minster. Fort Recovery gets hit with a 5-second call.
Called the timeout first.
Oh, timeout called in the nick of time, avoiding the turnover. 6-5 Minster, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call
248-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, after the timeout, Carly Stone enters the floor for Fort Recovery, and she gets an open foul line jump shot. It hit the rim, the backboard, the rim again, and fell through. You talk about a shooter's roll. Very soft touch on the shot by Stone, who often starts for Fort Recovery, but not tonight. Minster counters. Here's a long three, right corner. Allie Fisher, in and out, no good. Rebound, Westerbeck, baseline left, and she nails the jumper. 8-7, Minster back on top by one. Here's Will down the floor, driving into the corner for Fort Recovery. Throws it on top to Kaiser. In the lane, fadeaway, 8-footer. Swish. She's got it.
That was a good move right there. That's a tough shot.
Yes, highly athletic play by Kaiser of Fort Recovery. 9-8. Indians by one. Allie Fisher in now for Minster. 5'7", junior guard. Head of the key, it's Westerbeck. Right back, right corner, it's Borgerding. Flips it cross-court to Fisher. On the dribble, shot fake. Guarded out high, 20 feet away by Brooke Collick. Ball dealt across the top of the key to Borgerding in the right corner to Fisher. Whips it down inside to Kogi. Kogi spins, shot blocked. Good defensive play by Kaiser of Fort Recovery. Long throw lofted down the floor. Broken up, knocked out of bounds by Borgerding of Minster. 9-8, Fort Recovery in the lead. Well, Chuck, you can see why Fort Recovery is 16-2.
I was going to say, it was only two losses. This is a good basketball team.
Very athletic squad. Fort Recovery's got the ball baseline left. On top to Kaiser, steps back, rifles a long three, and makes it. Oh, Kaiser, two goals in a row. Minster suddenly down four. 12-8. 1-3-1 zone applied now by Fort Recovery. Ball thrown cross court, right corner, Balmer. Balmer hoists up a three. It bounces around, no good. Rebound taken down by Kaiser of Fort Recovery. Minute 53 to go, first quarter. Minster needs a win to take the outright championship in the MAC to avoid sharing it with Versailles. Here is a drive, a pull-up by 10. 10-footer hit the rim, no good. Rebound lost by Minster. Fort Recovery gets it back. 10 shot is blocked, but it's ruled a foul. Oh, that was clearly a clean block by Minster. Two free throws awarded to 10 of Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Pringer had all ball on that one. Not sure what the official thought he saw.
Free throw by 10, bounces around and goes in. Grace 10, spelled T-H-I-E-N. Kendra Thien for Minster has a last name spelled the same way, but pronounced differently. Both free throws by 10 are good, and it's 14-8 in favor of Fort Recovery. Biggest lead either team here in the first quarter. Minster being challenged now by this tight-knit zone of Fort Recovery. But look out. Oh, what a great pass. Fisher hit Kogi. Boy, she threaded the needle. A three-hop bounce pass along the right side of the lane, and Kogi finished 14-10. Fort Recovery by four. A minute five to go here in the first quarter. Baseline drive by Will. Will stops, throws it to the middle, deflected, and Minster comes out of there with it. Westerbeck down the floor. Left corner to Balmer. On top it goes on the play to Fisher. Near side, Westerbeck starts to slice into the lane, feeds it back on top to Fisher. 25 feet away, 40 seconds to go first quarter. 14-10, Fort Recovery. Fisher, Balmer, pitch and catch on the arc. Fisher inside the arc. Pringer, foul line. Weak pass, left side, intended for Westerbeck, stolen by 10. Here comes Fort Recovery on the attack. Kaiser in the lane, gives it up, gets it back. Throws left corner to Stone. Carly Stone, 5'9", junior. Enters the lane, a leaner by Stone, deflected by Minster, which has it. 14 seconds to go. Long throw down the floor to Kogi. Hat back to Fisher. 8 to play. Near side, Balmer, who jacks up a three. Missed it short. She walked as she stepped into the shot.
You want to know what? She did walk, but you watch people step into their three, and they travel probably 80% of the time. It's hardly ever called.
5.8 to go here in the first quarter, 14-10 in favor of Fort Recovery, which is shorthanded tonight. Lindsey Reckerman out with a left hand injury. May miss a week or two at least. And Rosie Westerbeck is hampered. She's playing, has a right hand injury. It's wrapped, and she is giving it a go. She's on the bench at the moment. Last 4 seconds, first quarter. Here's Kaiser, top of the key for Fort Recovery. And she gets the shot away. No, she doesn't. It's off to the right. Wouldn't have counted had it gone in. Good defense by Minster. We played one here at Minster High School. Fort Recovery by 4 over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
But Chuck, during that first quarter break, Coach Goodwin of the JVs for Minster was on the floor with his JV squad, 21-0 in the regular season. It's done, 21-0, unblemished mark, perfect campaign for Coach Goodwin and the Minster JVs.
Well, I have to admit that there's a lot of times I try to avoid the JV girls games. Minster, I always got here early. They were just really fun to watch.
Now we start quarter number two. Fort Recovery leads Minster by 4. And here's a breakdown in the Minster defense. Here's a fine pass low on the left, fed to Brooke Collig. And she dribbles into the lane and gets a 4-foot banker to go down. 6-point lead for Minster, which is being challenged by a stiff zone defense from Fort Recovery. Most often it's been a 1-3-1. Here's Ballmer, top of the circle, left side to Fisher. Minster having difficulty getting it inside. Ball thrown cross court, right corner. Borgerding shoots a 2, a lengthy one. It hit the rim, came right back to her. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Fisher thinks about the 3. Gives it up, gets it back. Straight away, Borgerding. Savannah Luthman in the paint right now. She's in the post, along with Kendra Thien. Minster can't dent the middle of the floor. Down 6. 16-10, 6:40 to go, second quarter. Here's a nice dribble drive. Going hard to the basket. Ballmer squeezed between two Fort Recovery players and attracted a 2-shot foul.
They're playing a 2-3, but they're really flattening it out. It's almost like a matchup where they're playing man-to-man in their zone.
2 free throws, Ballmer. It is no good. Off the flange. Still a 6-point lead for Fort Recovery. Versailles must have played very well to beat Fort Recovery at Versailles by 8. That game was nip and tuck, dead even, till about 6 minutes to go. Fort Recovery has lost just 2 and was surprised by Coldwater last Thursday of Fort Recovery, or Fort Recovery would have just 1 loss in the MAC and would be playing for a share of the championship here tonight. Both free throws by Ballmer of Minster were no good. Each one was a little hard. And Fort Recovery up 6 has the ball in backcourt. 6:32 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kaiser dribbling behind the back. Enters the lane. Stops outside the paint. Fort Recovery, by the way, is Division 3 in girls basketball, Division 4 in boys.
I never understood that. I mean, I know how they do it, but I don't know why.
Outside the lane on the right with the basketball for Fort Recovery is Stone. Stone was in some trouble. Eventually pitched it back out to Kaiser. Fort Recovery runs clock. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Minster down to 6, 16-10. Here's Grace Tin with the basketball 30 feet out. Hits Stone. Stone enters the paint. Bounce pass baseline left to teammate Val Muhlenkamp. She thought about shooting, didn't. Then threw it back out on top to Kaiser. Here's an errant pass into the lane. Minster nearly stole it, but Fort Recovery got it back. Ball popped away by Minster in the left corner. Fort Recovery juggles, and it goes out of bounds. Touch last with Stone. And Fort Recovery got a little careless in that possession. Still leads by six. Minster really having problems with this zone defense applied by Fort Recovery. And Courtney Brenger's back on the floor. I don't know if she's touched the ball, Chuck, yet in this game.
She hasn't shot it.
Here's Westerbeck 30 feet out. Courtney Pringer in the middle. 6'2 sophomore for Minster. Westerbeck drives, dumps it right corner to Fisher. Down low on the right to Pringer. Oh, there's where you can score. Pringer caught it 7 feet away. Leaned in. Powerful shot on the block by Pringer. It rolled through to make it 16-12. Here's Fort Recovery attacking. Down low on the right at Stone. And Stone's shot is crammed by Pringer, who took it away. Down to Fisher. Fisher pulls up, goes on the play to Balmer. Balmer leans in, and she hits it, a seven-footer. Wow! What a play by Balmer. She knifed between two players from Fort Recovery. Got it to go. Minster scoring after the steal to make it a two-point game. Timeout Indians midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, Chuck, we just saw two ways to attack the zone. Get the ball to Courtney Pringer for one, or beat Fort Recovery down the court.
Well, beat them down the court. I mean, if you put the ball on the floor into the seams, the defense has to move, and that always opens things up for you.
You've got to make that zone defense flex a little bit. Then you can attack those cavities. It's been a very good defense by Fort Recovery so far in this game. And now the Indians stymied at midcourt. Pitch it to the left. Kaiser threw it for teammate 10 and went over her shoulder out of bounds.
That's her seventh turnover.
And Minster now is able to get right back into the game, an opportunity to tie or take the lead. 16-14 Fort Recovery. Balmer top of the circle, Fisher. Balmer left corner, available three-pointer. It rattles out. Rebound, Kogi. Good. Oh, a nice board job on the inside by Taylor Kogi of Minster. She went high, jerked it off the rim, and laid it through. Balmer's three almost went in. We're tied at 16. Here's Fort Recovery countering. 10, left corner, three ball. In there.
They lost track of her in that scattered court. You can't do that.
Sure did. Fine three-point shooter. Grace 10 knocks it down. Balmer counters for Minster. Yes, sir. She's got it. A trifecta by Balmer. Balmer and 10 match threes, and it's 19-19.
Haley's got 8 points, 8 of the 19.
Good outing for the senior who got the starting assignment tonight for Minster. Fort Recovery 19, Minster 19. Here's Westerbeck anticipating the pass. She steals. The driving layup is good by Westerbeck. 21-19 Minster. Minster on a streak, having outscored Fort Recovery 11-3 in the last couple minutes. 3:07 to go, second quarter. Here's a pick and roll. Kaiser and Will broken up by Pringer. Pringer on the bust out. Left hand driving layup is good. Westerbeck and Pringer. Fine steals by Minster. And the Wildcats own a four-point cushion. 23-19 with 2:48 to go in the second quarter. Here's a travel by Kaiser in midcourt, but it's not called. Passes to Will. Pringer steals. Pringer the other way. To the rack. It's good. It's good. And she's fouled. Woo.
Boy, is Minster ever fired up.
I'll tell you what, this is what they call a run. They are stealing. They're playing great defense. They're beating them back down the floor, and they're shooting layups. That's the best offense you can have.
Now, Fort Recovery's gotten a little, what, methodical, complacent, careless?
Well, yeah, they hold the ball over their head, and they look right. They don't move the defender's hands. Yep. So everything's being tipped right now.
Westerbeck and Pringer with steals. Pringer's last field goal was nailed as she was fouled. And her free throw is swished. It's perfect.
She better make it after your story.
Well, it was 16-10 Fort Recovery. Now it's 26-19 in favor of Minster. And Fort Recovery against the press loses the ball out of bounds in the corner. 70 feet from the basket. And now Minster gets it underneath the rim. Inbounded right corner to Fisher. Out on top to Westerbeck, near side to Pringer. And Pringer can't hang on. He goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
She took her eye off the pass, looking to see where she was going to throw it.
Well, make a note of this turnaround. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, Fort Recovery led 16-10. 2.5 minutes later, it's 26-19 Minster. In less than 3 minutes, a 16-3 bust out by Minster, which gets another steal. Fisher took it away from 10 to Borgerding to Westerbeck. Foul line jumper in the air, bouncing around, no good. Rebound by 10 of Fort Recovery. She's harassed in backcourt. Kogi on the steal. Layup is good. Taylor Kogi took it right away. Fort Recovery turning it over. Minster with takeaway after takeaway. Timeout Indians. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 9-point lead. Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Well, Chuck, an unbelievable 18-3 run by Minster in a little over 3 minutes.
Well, they are just turning them over like crazy, and they're turning them over for baskets. So that combination is working real well for the Wildcats.
Minster girls ranked number 5 in the state in Division 4. Fort Recovery number 8, I believe, in the state in girls Division 3. Here's Fort Recovery with the ball far left corner. It's 10, and a reach-in foul is called on Minster. Only the 6th foul in this game so far.
By kind of officiating. The thing about it is Fort Recovery's only got two timeouts left.
Yeah, the Indians have been using them. Head coach Patch has tried to stem the tide as the momentum has swung Minster's way big time. Outside the arc, left wing, it is Kaya Wendell who's in now, the 5'5 junior for Fort Recovery. Gives it up on top to Will. Will on the weave. It goes to 10. 10 on the bounce. Only 2 points so far for Will.
2 free throws.
Yes.
She hasn't gotten a basket.
Not a field goal yet in this game for Fort Recovery's leading scorer on the year, Whitney Will. Here's Kaiser. Nearly walked. Entered the paint. Dished it off. And a teammate, Audra Metzger, caught the bounce pass. And then Audra at 5'5 was blocked out of bounds by Kogi and Borgerding. Fort Recovery ball below the basket. Kaiser looking. 5 second count. Barely gets it in time to 10. Inside the top of the key. Long jumper. Rimmed out. Rebound Westerbeck. Quickly down the floor. Gives it up 25 feet away to Paige Toby, who's in now. Paige Toby on the floor. Paige, a 6-foot junior. Fisher backs it out against the zone still. Into the lane to Kogi. Kogi nearly has it stolen, pivots, and makes the shot. Oh, what a play by Taylor Kogi.
To be a star for the Wildcats next year.
She is instant success off the bench. Super sub, Taylor Kogi. 30-19 in favor of Minster. Here's a jump shot below the foul line by Kaiser. It rimmed for Fort Recovery, and the board on the floor tied up Minster possession. Chuck, when does Fort Recovery have to come out of the zone?
Well, they're down 11 right now, but he sure doesn't. I don't think he feels like he can match up with them. So I think maybe you extend it. I think you put a little pressure, maybe try to trap. But they're not even pushing the ball down the floor. I mean, they're not coming back and trying to pick up full court.
No.
So he doesn't have any confidence in that.
And the zone is still in place for Fort Recovery, which is down 11, 13 seconds to go in the first half. Fisher's got the ball 25 feet away. Near side to Westerbeck for Minster. Goes opposite into the corner to Balmer. 3 seconds to go. Westerbeck hurls up a long three ball. Good! Westerbeck from 24 feet. Oh, what a great 5 minutes by Minster. Minster Lady Wildcats trailed 16-10 with just over five to play in the second quarter. An unbelievable run, 23-3 by Minster, which has opened up a 14-point spread, 33-19. That's why Minster is one of the favorites, Chuck, in D4 to win the state.
Well, I'll tell you, this is as well as I've seen them play, and I've seen them play pretty good this year.
Yep. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report when we come back. Halftime here at Minster. Lady Wildcats 33, Fort Recovery 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Minster 33, Fort Recovery 19, here at the halftime. Chuck, to harken back to the last field goal, ending the second quarter by Westerbeck, has her right hand in a wrap. We've seen her make left-handed shots maybe as far out as 7, 8, 10 feet. That was a three-pointer, 24-footer, right-hander, primary shooting hand, wrapped. Hey, she wasn't phased. It was right on line all the way, beat the buzzer, 14-point lead Minster.
I watched her warm up, and it didn't look like I was bothering her much. No. It's got to throw a little bit of the touch off because you let the ball roll off your fingers, and she's not feeling that on the palm of her hand, but she's such a good basketball player, I don't think it matters. You look at the stats. There's not a lot of rebounds, and there's two reasons for that. Fort Recovery only has 6 rebounds, 1 offensive, because Minster's not missing shots. Minster only has 8 rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds, because Fort Recovery's turned the ball over 13 times. They're not getting enough shots. So there's your key there. Minster only turned it over 3 times in the first half. The Wildcats were only 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Fort Recovery made all 4 of theirs. They were led by 10 with 8. They got 5 from Kaiser. Then they got 2 each from Will and Colleague and Stone. They scored 14 and 5, 19 for the half. Minster, very balanced, just like they always are. You got 9 from Kogi off the bench. You got 8 from Balmer, 7 from Westerbeck, 7 from Pringer, and then 2 from Allie Borgerding. They scored 10. They scored 23 points in the second quarter.
Wow.
And they lead it 33-19 at the half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Balmer, a senior, getting a start tonight. She usually comes off the bench as a substitute. Plays that role very well for Minster. And as you noted, Taylor Kogi doesn't start. Came in off the bench tonight, per usual. 17 points from two ladies who are normally, what, 6th and 8th?
6th, 7th, 8th.
Yeah, right in there for Minster. That's how deep this Minster team is. The zone defense, Chuck, as you alluded, very telling. Not only that it was utilized by Fort Recovery so deep in the half, but, wow, when you get behind the double digits and you're still in the zone, going to be almost impossible to rally back.
Well, I think they're going to have to come out and do something besides sitting. I mean, there's not even an aggressive 2-3 zone.
Right.
Minster kind of settled the first quarter.
Yes.
Took a few more shots from the outside.
Yeah.
Once they started moving the ball, that opened things up. But basically, their defense got their offense going. Boy, they turned them over 13 times, and I would say probably 8 to 10 of those turned out to be baskets on the other end.
Yeah, you're so right. Live ball turnovers by Fort Recovery were turned instantly into points by Minster. And Courtney Pringer got going in that second quarter, as did Taylor Kogi. In fact, those two young ladies combined for 6 field goals.
Yeah, 13 points out of those two. And then all Balmer and Westerbeck did was add 5 each.
Remains to be seen if Fort Recovery is clearly out of its element now, down by 14 points.
Well, I think they're going to have to do something differently. If they just sit back and stay in that 2-3 and not be aggressive out of it, they might as well just bring the trophy and give it to Minster right this second.
Yeah, Lady Wildcats shooting for the outright MAC championship here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Junior varsity team for Minster. And JV Coach Goodwin recognized before the start of the varsity tilt, 21-0 season for the JVs. Varsity looking to go 20-2 with a victory here in this varsity game against Fort Recovery.
Well, it's been a pretty successful year, I think, for the Wildcat girls basketball program.
And that's an understatement. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, and Fort Recovery trails Minster 33-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes
healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck at Minster.
And you're taking some abuse for wearing that purple tie tonight.
You've got a purple pen.
Well, I've had that all year.
Fort Recovery's colors, purple and white. We're here at Minster. We're here a number of times over the course of the season. And Mike Wiss gave me that stare down once again, tongue in cheek. He's tickled to death right now with his Lady Wildcats, who lead Fort Recovery by 14 points. We would like to recognize the five Minster seniors here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. Lindsay Reckerman, Haley Balmer, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borgerding, Savannah Luthman for Minster. Terrific student athletes, GPAs of 3.7, 3.8 and better, top 10 or 12 in the senior class. Outstanding student athletes, these five at Minster, all recognized here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Thanks once again to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal, and that move to Jackson Center happened way back in the early 1980s, and everyone in the region is so thankful for that. An outstanding employer, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. I mentioned the high grade point averages of the Minster seniors, Chuck. Those numbers translate into very high IQs on the basketball court, too.
No doubt about it. I was going to make that comment earlier. Yeah. There is a very smart group of young ladies.
Yeah, Fort Recovery with the first shot to start the third quarter. It's missed, and Minster up 14 has got the rebound. Here's a long heave, a skip pass to Borgerding. Left side, behind the arc. She's got it. Wow! Minster on fire, torching the Nets. I think Minster's made about eight of the last nine shot attempts spanning two quarters.
Oh, yeah, they're shooting lights out, and this is what you want to do on your final game on your floor.
36-19, Minster by 17 over Fort Recovery, which rotates the ball deep into the left corner. Here's a long one pumped up there behind the arc, missed on the play by Will. Minster's got the rebound, quickly down the floor. Pranger drives in, no good. Fans behind us thought there was a foul. Fort Recovery attacks the other way. Here's a pull-up five-footer. Whistle blows. Offensive foul. Fort Recovery.
I would have called a travel on that, but yeah. I certainly would have called a foul at the other end. Bringer got her arm raked.
Maybe a makeup?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that. You could have given. I would have given maybe a travel. I don't think it was an offensive foul.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That was Whitney Will at the other end for Fort Recovery. Looked like she pulled up in time. Barely brushed the Minster player. It wasn't ruled traveling. It was called an offensive foul after Pranger was hit hard at the other end. Here's a long three ball by Minster. No good. Foul. Wildcats over the shoulder. 36-19. Minster with a three to start the third period to lead by 17. We've played 90 seconds in the second half. Here's Kaiser at midcourt, dribbling between the legs. Very athletic.
She's an outstanding ball handler.
Yep, very much so. Good perimeter player. Likes to drive inside. Misses. No good. Rebound Will. Stick back. It bounces off, but a foul on Minster. And Whitney Will is at the stripe for Fort Recovery without a field goal yet in this game. Leading scorer on the year. Free throw good. It trickled in. She's got three from the stripe. Her 15 a game is about the number two leading scorer among girls in the MAC. Second free throw by Will Good. She's got four foul shots. No buckets from the floor yet. And it's 36-21 in favor of Minster. Here's Westerbeck, top of the key to Fisher. Left side to Borgerding, loads up another three. Short, no good. Rebound, loose ball, dug off the hardwood by Westerbeck. Back out to Fisher. Reset by the Wildcats. Here's Westerbeck, a crooked three ball. Looked like on that one, the right hand
slid off
in the wrap. Might have affected her. And Fort Recovery snatched the rebound. Midcourt, it's 10. Dribbling outside the arc on the right. Bounce pass foul line to Whitney Will. Guarded by Pringer, 15 feet away. Back to 10. Oh, 10 lines up a long three. Buries it. Oh, what a shot. Longest one of the night. A beauty by Gracie, 10. And it's 36-24. Five straight points before recovery. Minster still in the lead by a dozen. Fisher counters. Three ball. Minster overshoots. Weak side rebound, Westerbeck. On top to Borgerding. Now to Fisher. Straight away. Alley about a 47% three-point shooter on the year.
Not finding the range tonight. I don't think she's hit the rim with her three attempts.
Westerbeck and Borgerding nearly 50% on twos all year. Ball thrown into the post to Kogi. Turnaround 12-footer. Hit the back brace. Missed it. Rebound Fort Recovery. Here's Kaiser in backcourt. Guarded by Westerbeck. Up ahead to 10. Five straight points before recovery. Another three by 10. Blocked on the play by Minster. Loose ball. Picked off by Kaiser, though. Back to 10. Fakes on the arc. Goes to Will. Kaiser, 25 feet away, nearly walked. 4:26 to go, third quarter. Minster up a dozen. Here's Will, top of the key. Pick and roll with Muhlenkamp. Back to 10. Another three ball. Deflected by Westerbeck. To Kogi. Outlet pass. Intercepted by 10. Here's 10 of Fort Recovery. Right side to Muhlenkamp. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Muhlenkamp fakes left, goes right baseline, and kicked it out of bounds to Minster. And Fort Recovery had a chance for their seventh or eighth straight points. Minster's defense denied the Indians, and Minster comes down the floor not having scored. Has Minster in the last couple possessions. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Fisher on the arc, top of the key to Balmer. Left side pass to Westerbeck. Zone defense by Fort Recovery still. Left corner, Fisher. Westerbeck straight away. Minster can afford to take time off the clock, leading by 12. Cross court to Balmer, right corner, sizes up a three. Short, no good. Nice rebound on the play by 10 of Fort Recovery. Up over the timeline, 35 feet away, is Grace, 10 for Fort Recovery, picked up by Westerbeck. Near side pass goes to Will. Now Kaiser, she explodes into the lane, pulls up, shoots the 13-footer, off to the right, no good. Tug of war on the rebound, and Kogi comes out of there with it, lost it, it's on the floor, eventually a tie-up, I think, and it occurs. Arrow to Minster, and Fort Recovery's had opportunities here to get it down to 9 or 10, has not done so. Minster up 12, 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 36-24. Biggest lead was 36-19 with just over 5 to play here in the third period. Deep right corner, Balmer on top to Westerbeck. Back to Balmer, right flank for Minster. In off the bench now for Minster is Kendra Thien. She handles it, gives it to Westerbeck. Out of Fisher, 25 feet out. 2:28 to go here in the third quarter. No JV game tonight. A lot of sickness at Minster and Fort Recovery High Schools. No junior varsity tilt. It's been catching. I've got it for the second time this winter. Baseline right, Balmer. Balmer hands off to Thien. Tries to spin between two Fort Recovery players. Ball knocked loose, but Pringer gets it. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Now Fisher into Pringer in the post. Works hard on Fort Recovery. Lays it up, no good, but she's tipped on the arm. Good play by Pringer. Boy, she has turned into a real force when she gets the ball, Chuck. 10 feet away, back to the basket. She dribbles it so well. She's strong. You can't take it away from her. Then when she gets to the block, she muscles hard to the backboard. And she's a good foul shooter. Up and in on the free throw. 37-24 on the foul shot made by Courtney Pringer. Second one coming up. 1, 2, 3, 4 dribbles. Dips the knees. Right there. Boy, she is almost instant offense now when you get the ball into her. Because if you foul her, she's going to make two more often than not. And from about 12 feet on in, she is dead eye. Once she gets those shoulders turned and squared.
Well, that's the key. Because sometimes she doesn't get herself square.
Right.
And that's when the shots go a little bit long.
Minster up to 14. Fort Recovery's Kaya Wendell has got the ball in the right corner. Pitches on top to Kaiser. Now 20 feet away to Stone. Ball thrown to 10, the cutter. Good drive. Layup is good off the backboard by Grace 10 of Fort Recovery.
She's only a junior, and she's a pretty good basketball player.
38-26. Minster in the lead to 12. Cross-court pass deflected by Fort Recovery, and it goes out of bounds. Minster still up 12. Biggest spread was 17 at 36-19. It was 33-19 at the half, and Minster got the first 3 points of the third quarter. Here's Ballmer, here's Fisher, 25 feet out. Fisher goes to Borgerding. Back to Fisher near side. Zone defense, Fort Recovery. Ball thrown into the middle, broken up by 10 and stolen. Ill-advised pass by Minster. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Stone's got the ball 25 feet away. Enters the lane. Checked by Ballmer. Now here's Kaiser behind the arc. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster up to 12. Deep in the right corner, Whitney Wills got the ball. Good defense by Kogi. Will still without a field goal in the game. Down to 25 to go. 5 second count is on. Will gets rid of it to 10. 10 near midcourt. Fort Recovery unable to penetrate on this possession. Ball given back to Stone. 14 to go. Stone starts to drive. Muscles one up. It rimmed. Rebound Will. Good on the bank shot. 8 seconds to go. Here comes Fisher. High dribble midcourt. Left side. Long one. Borgerding. A three. No good. It goes out of bounds. Buzzer sounds. And that's it. Well, Fort Recovery got it back within 10 after being down by 17 early in the quarter after having trailed by 14 at the halftime break. 10-point game, Minster over Fort Recovery after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And thank you so much, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Well, we start the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery ball in the half court. And two close guarding fouls against Minster. Fort Recovery down 10. It's much more manageable, Chuck, than 17 early in the third. Fort Recovery needs a run to start the fourth quarter. Here's a good drive, but 10, who went to the basket from the right corner, overshot it. Rebound down to Minster. First couple minutes, fourth quarter, are key. Morgerting to Fisher. Near side, three ball, long one, Minster, good! Wow, what a shot by Kendra Thien. Off the bench, the junior lobbed it in. It was about as high as it was far. All net, but Thien. And it's a 13-point game. Boy, just don't know which three-point shooters for Minster to guard. They're all very good. Missed shot, Fort Recovery. Rebound Thien, who romps down the floor in the lane. Ball clawed loose. It's tied up. Arrow enables Minster to keep it. Kendra Thien can shoot the three. We know Fisher can. Borgerding has drilled one. Westerbeck knocked one down to beat the buzzer tonight.
Ballmer's got two.
Ballmer's got two. That's five different young ladies with triples here tonight for Minster. It's so tough to guard. 13-point lead Minster. Ball thrown right wing. Ballmer enters the lane. Out back to Fisher. Allie yet to make one. She's due. Thien's got it. Fisher on top. Into the post to Kogi. Near side Ballmer. Three ball. No good. Off the flange. Rebound down to Will of Fort Recovery. She blazed a trail up the floor. Gave it to Stone. Left side Kaiser. Trifecta. No good. Off the back rim. Long rebound to Collig. As she tracked it down for Fort Recovery. Gave it to Stone, who enters the lane. Out to Kaiser. Foul line extended right. 2 minutes gone. Fourth quarter. 13-point lead, Minster. High right. It's Stone on the bounce. Goes down low. Got around Kogi. Shot blocked out of bounds. Pringer and Kogi were there.
Well, you go by the six-footer and you run into the 6'2". So.
Pringer at 6'2", Kogi at 6 feet tall. They stuffed the Fort Recovery shooter. Ball out of bounds to the Indians below the Fort Recovery basket. Carly Stone inbounding, looking, still looking. Throws top of the circle to 10. Picked up by Thien of Minster. Left side Kaiser. Kaiser dribbles, hands to Will with the elbow in the left. To Kaiser, a little give and go. Ball lost below the basket, deflected out by Minster. Tell you what, Chuck, looks like Minster's defense is in step with the offense of Fort Recovery now.
Yeah, they've always played really good man-to-man defense.
Baseline right, Kaiser's got it for Minster. No shot. She's covered up with two players. Gives it up on the play to Stone, top of the circle. Ball thrown into the middle. It's high and deflected out by Minster. Boy, I tell you, Minster's defense here in the fourth quarter has been super.
Well, Minster's offense has really, except for the second quarter, been a little stagnant. But Fort Recovery can't score enough to beat them.
No. Inbounds pass. There it is again. Defense by Minster shines beautifully. Interception by Westerbeck. Down the floor, right side to Thien. To Westerbeck straight away. Bring her on the floor at the post. She's low right, Kogi low left. Here's Ballmer, high left. Now Westerbeck with five to play in the fourth. 41-28, Minster. Still on the dribble, it's Westerbeck.
No reason to attack.
Nope. Team fouls, two on Fort Recovery. Indians have got to rack up five fouls before they send Minster to the stripe. Here's a holding call against Stone, top of the key, on Westerbeck.
Well, they have no choice now. They're going to have to start coming out pressuring and double-teaming the ball.
And Fort Recovery's got to foul. Got to foul fast. You can't afford to allow Minster to take 30 seconds off the clock between personal fouls.
No doubt.
Timeout called. 4:47 to go in the game. Minster up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Well, the last words from head coach Mike Wiss and his staff for the Minster players prior to entering the floor were, take care of the ball. That's about the only way Minster could give up this lead. And as Minster throws it in, Indians put on pressure over and back against the Wildcats.
Yes, you got bodied a little bit, but you got to be stronger than that. You can't get knocked into the backcourt.
Quick turnover by Minster for recovery. Still down 13. 4.5 to go in the game. Here is Kaiser, 25 feet away. Kogi all over her. And the big score on the year for Fort Recovery, 15 points a game, Whitney Will. Not a field goal yet. Or maybe she does have one. There's a drive by Will, driving down the lane. A lot of contact. And flying went Thien, but it's ruled a block. And Whitney Will gets two free throws. She did get a bank shot, a two-pointer, late in the third after netting four free throws earlier. Free throw here, Will, is good. She's got five at the stripe. Only one basket. Needless to say, Minster has done a stellar job on Whitney Will. 41-29, Minster up 12. We've got Borgerding back on the floor for Minster. Second free throw, Will, off to the right. Rebound down to Kogi. Kogi to Fisher. Up ahead to Westerbeck. Westerbeck 25 feet away. Bounce pass intercepted by Fort Recovery. Driving other way, it's Collig. Brooke Collig, left-hand layup is in. Now Fort Recovery's put on some heat, and Minster has not taken care of the ball. 10-point game, 41-31. Here's Borgerding in the middle of the Fort Recovery defense. Ball knocked away, rolls into backcourt. Stone for Fort Recovery's got it. Another steal. Third straight turnover by Minster. Here's a three ball by 10. Got it! Oh, what a comeback by Fort Recovery. Once down 17, it's now 7. 3:36 to go in the fourth. Boy, the tables have turned. Pressure D from Fort Recovery turns Minster over. Timeout, head coach Mike Wiss. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sidney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, the lead for Minster was 17 early in the third quarter. It was 13, 41-28, less than a minute ago. And Fort Recovery's answered with six in a row. Here's another near steal by Whitney Will of Fort Recovery. As Minster, second throw after inbounding, got careless again. 3:27 to go, fourth quarter. Three team fouls in Fort Recovery. Ball inbounded to Pringer at midcourt, goes to Horgerning. Left corner, Fisher, a three. It's good!
Wow. Picked a nice time to make her first one, didn't she?
That's at least five different players for Minster to drain threes. 44-34, that was huge. And with just over three to play in the game, Allie Fisher gets a big triple, and then Fort Recovery turns it over down to her left. Mistake by Fort Recovery.
A little surprised that Fort Recovery didn't come out and pressure sooner than they did. It's been pretty effective.
Yeah, it sure has, Chuck. You're right. Here's a pass broken up at midcourt by Fort Recovery. It goes out of bounds. Looked like Taylor Cody might have stoved a finger a little bit as the Indians got a piece of that last pass. Morgerding inbounding, looking for Westerbeck. She's got it with 3 minutes to go. 44-34. Minster up 10. Fort Recovery, it shaved it to 7. Here's Fisher, high left to Pringer, left corner. Back to Fisher on top. Skips it cross-court to Morgerding. Here's a good drive. Seven-footer in. Does it count? There's a whistle and a foul. What's been called? Ooh,
wow.
Oh, I don't agree with that call.
Wow, that's the worst call of the night.
Morgerding is hit with a charge. Well, that's a mistake. Could have been a travel, maybe a block. No call was the best call. She made the shot. It was a difficult one, but take it off the board. 44-34, Fort Recovery with the ball. Right corner. Now left corner, Kaiser. On top, Will. Will feeds. Morgerding intercepts. Minster's got it. Three on one. Morgerding running, shooting. Blocked on the play. The Fort Recovery. Out of nowhere came Will to slap it away. Backcourt to Kaiser. 2:12 to go. 10-point lead, Minster. We're in the fourth quarter. 30 feet away with the ball at Stone. Top of the key, right side of the lane. Good inside dish. Layup good by Will. Her second field goal. Very nice pass. Super assist. Steal midcourt. Taken away by 10. 10 gives it up to Stone. To 10. Three ball. 25-footer. Good! Another one. Oh, what a marvelous three-point shooter she is.
My goodness.
And it's a five-point game. Here's a foul 70 feet away as Stone hacks Fisher.
Boy, she caught that and shot it all in the same motion, and it didn't come close to hitting the rim.
That's one of the best three-point shooters, boys, girls, I've seen all year long.
He's got a heck of a stroke. I'd like to have them play Rucci. That'd be a heck of a matchup.
Grace Stinn, a junior, 5'9", an 11th grader for Fort Recovery. And that three ball has brought Fort Recovery back within five. Closest Fort Recovery's been since, probably.
They had a 14-10 lead, and all of a sudden they were down 14 at the half.
Yeah, early second quarter. Right. Early second quarter. Wow.
That was her fifth three also.
The message to Minster from the coaches last two timeouts has been take care of the ball. Fort Recovery has gotten Minster under some duress, and the ladies have turned it over.
You got to be strong with the basketball, and you got to make them foul you because they're going to try to foul you at this point.
Two more to give for Fort Recovery. Three-quarter court pressure. It's Borgerding with a minute 35 to go. Midcourt to Westerbeck. Across to Borgerding. She's trapped right in front of us, and Borgerding's fouled. Team foul five on Fort Recovery. 44-39. Minster leading, 1:30 to go. Wildcats trying to hang on to take the outright MAC championship in girls basketball. Westerbeck midcourt, splits a couple defenders, picks up her dribble, and another hacking foul against Fort Recovery. Minute 24 to go. The next one is the one. Excuse me.
That was the fourth foul on Stone also.
Yep.
So now both teams will be shooting if on the next foul.
Next one is the 1-1 for Minster. Here's Westerbeck midcourt. She fumbled it. Stolen by 10. Minute 16 to go. Minster up 5. Here's Kaiser, 25 feet away. A rash of turnovers for Minster. 3 ball, 10, 24-footer. Hit the rim. Bounced out of bounds in the corner.
Woo. I'm going to call this a mistake because Minster had a chance to get the basketball and not have to bring it in. Now they got to bring the basketball up again.
In other words, Minster should have run that ball down.
You got to grab it because I'm telling you, why leave it up to the official to make a bad call?
Right. Here's Borgerding in backcourt. Minster stymied. 10-second count is on. It goes to Pringer. She steamrolls down the floor. Gives it up to Fisher. 15-footer. No good. Big rebound by Kogi. Blocked and a foul. And Kogi's got 2 free throws with 47.5 to go. And Fort Recovery down by 5.
Boy, that 3 was right on the target down there at the other end. That would have made it a 2-point game.
That would have taken the roof off this place, at least on the Fort Recovery side of the gym. Kogi, 2 free throws. Minster, it is around the rim 3 times and out. No good.
He saw half the basketball below the rim that time.
You're right, Chuck. Looked like the leather almost touched the netting, but it swirled out. Second shot, Kogi. 5-point lead, Minster. 47.5 to go. No good. Off to the right. Rebounding foul over the back. Pringer. And that is Minster's 7th. 1-1 Fort Recovery. It's getting interesting.
Well, you don't want the foul there, obviously, but that was an aggressive attempt at a rebound, so it's hard to fault her.
And Fort Recovery sends Brooke Collig, a 5'4 freshman, to the line. 2 free throws would make it a 3-point game. It's the 1-1 for Collig. 45.7 to go. Minster leads by 5. Free throw, Collig. It is in and out like Kogi's was. Rebound, though, by Will. Missed it. Taken down by Minster. Big break for the Wildcats. Nearly over and back in midcourt. Westerbeck saves it. Gives it up to Fisher. Back to Westerbeck. Westerbeck is bear hugged. Ball knocked away. Fort Recovery at midcourt. Stolen back by Minster. Timeout. Head coach Mike Wiss as Westerbeck was sprawling on the floor with the ball.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
25.4 to go. 5-point lead, Minster. It looked a couple times, Chuck, like Fort Recovery had the steal pretty clean.
Yeah, they had it twice there, and the second time Westerbeck got on the floor, and Coach Wiss called a really intelligent timeout there.
I tell you what, Chuck, this Fort Recovery girls team could go real deep in the Division III tournament.
They got 2 real strong, and I don't think we've seen Will at her best.
No.
But I'm telling you, Kaiser, she's as good a ball handler as I've seen in girls basketball. And 10, my goodness, what a shooter.
Now, Fort Recovery lost to Versailles by 8 earlier in the year. They're in the same division, different regions. Versailles plays in the Southwest region and Fort Recovery in the Northwest region. Here's Fisher with the ball in backcourt for Minster, and she is wrapped up and fouled on the play. It was a Brooke Collig who got a piece of Fisher's arm, and Allie's got the 1-1. Team foul 8 on Fort Recovery. 23.3 to go here in the fourth quarter. Minster 44 and Fort Recovery 39. Fisher shooting, high arch, all net. That's big. 45-39, Minster.
Yeah, they were only 4 of 9 at the free throw line before that one.
Kogi missed the previous 2. Second shot, Fisher, way up in the air, right down in the net. Perfect. Didn't touch the rim. 7-point game, 19 seconds to go. Fort Recovery's 10, long 3 ball, left corner, made it! Unbelievable! Wow, is she a marvelous 3-point shooter? That's why she's number 2 in the MAC,
wow,
shooting threes. It's a 4-point game 14 seconds to go. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Yep, Grace 10 for Fort Recovery, and the Indians' very aggressive, pressing man-to-man defense had brought Fort Recovery back into the thick of this thing. 13 seconds to go. Minster up four, inbounds, and Fort Recovery fouls. It's still a 1-1.
Well, Fisher didn't even come close to hitting the rim on her last two. So.
Right. Allie Fisher at the stripe. 1-1, team foul 9, Fort Recovery. Fisher, 2 in a row, seconds ago. Shoots this one way up in the air, and again, all net. It didn't come close to touching the rim. It was perfect.
And this one's big, too, because even if 10 comes down, scores again, they're still up 3.
Right, right.
And there's going to be less than 10 seconds.
Fisher again. Another one swished. Perfect on 4 straight. 48-42, Minster. 10 seconds to go in the game. Here's Kaiser looking for 10 behind the screen. 28-footer deflected by Minster. Rebound Will. Up no good against Pringer. Loose ball below the basket, and that's it. Minster survives. Good comeback from Fort Recovery. Minster wins it 48-42. Really a fun game to be a part of here at Minster tonight. Glad my voice held on by a thread to get through it. It was touch and go. An OJV game tonight because of illness at both schools. It's catching. I've got it for the second time, but a real pleasure to be here at Minster tonight. Excellent game. Five seniors for the Minster Wildcats were honored. Lindsey Retterman, who's out with a hand injury, Haley Balmer, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borgerding, and Savannah Luthman. Five 12th graders honored here tonight at Minster. And seniors come up big, along with Courtney Pringer. Good bench play from Minster. And the Wildcats, after building a 17-point lead, 36-19, hang on to defeat Fort Recovery, 48-42. And thus the Minster Wildcats are the MAC champs in girls basketball with a perfect 9-0 record and 20-2 on the year for Minster. But Chuck, let's take a break for a couple minutes. You'll tally up the scoring. Then we'll return to close it out. Minster 48, Fort Recovery 42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack along with Chuck back at Minster, and we are witnessing a series of photo ops
the Minster Lady Wildcats at midcourt. Two rows of players now joined by a number of sisters. We had numerous group shots of just the Minster team, and now family members have joined, sisters and brothers. It's a repeat, second straight year for Minster to earn the MAC championship. Well-deserved. Minster going 9-0 in the MAC, knocking off Fort Recovery tonight. We covered the earlier win by Minster over Versailles. That, too, was a hard-fought win by Minster. Minster winding up 20-2 on the year, 9-0 in the MAC.
Kind of the same kind of game. They got a big lead, and then Versailles came back, and tonight they had a big lead. Fort Recovery came back.
Yeah, Minster had to knock out two very high-quality Division III programs in Versailles and Fort Recovery in order for D4 Minster to take the MAC title this year. The second straight year, Minster has turned the trick. Fine team performance as Minster produced threes from five different players to match the three-point shooting of Grace 10 of Fort Recovery. Six-point win, Minster. Chuck, take us through the post game.
Well, Grace 10 had 22 for Fort Recovery, 22 of their 42, and she had six threes, so she was as advertised. She was the real deal. And they dropped all the way down to Will, who scored nine. On the other side, very, very balanced, and I'm giving away the store at Clancy's here in a minute. But they got nine from Pringer, nine from Kogi. They got eight from Balmer. They got seven from Westerbeck. They got seven from Fisher, all in the fourth quarter. They out-rebounded them 20-18 at a 9-6 for a rebounding advantage on the offensive boards. 11 turnovers for the Wildcats. Fort Recovery got better in the second half. They had turned it over 13 at halftime. Only turned it over 18 for the game, only five in the second half. 8-13 from the free throw line for the Wildcats. And Fort Recovery was 7-9 from the free throw line. You got what you expect when you're looking at Minster. They got they're balanced all the way down the line. Nobody got double figures, but they don't need to when you're that talented. You don't need to have somebody scoring 15 and 20.
Chuck, who is our Clancy's Award winner?
I'm giving away a bunch of them. Allie Fisher, because she had seven in the fourth quarter and just buried free throws. Haley Balmer, Rosie Westerbeck, Taylor Kogi, and Courtney Pringer. So I couldn't divide it up, so they're all getting a meal.
And we'll return with head coach Mike Wiss after this message from Clancy's. Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And this is Jack back with Chuck at Minster with Mike Wiss, whose Lady Wildcats have won the MAC title here tonight, defeating Fort Recovery by 6, 48-42. Minster winds up 9-0 in the MAC, beating Versailles by a game. Fort Recovery winds up with three losses in the MAC this year. Coach, great job picking right up where Nan Steck-Schulte left off last year. Second straight MAC title for the Minster girls, and you had a lot of heroes. Wow.
We played well, especially. We played a very good second quarter.
Sure did.
We got the tempo turned up a little bit, and us turning the tempo on Fort Recovery in the second quarter
was flip-flopped by them turning the tempo up on us in the fourth quarter.
Yep, yep.
And just looking at the scorebook here, Minster making 6 3-pointers just doesn't happen every day. But we did shoot more free throws. We made more free throws than our opponent shot. Big deal. You know,
and you had 5 different ladies make threes in this game.
5 different girls. Allie Fisher had, 7 of our 10 points in the fourth quarter?
Yes.
She made her 4 free throws at big and crucial times.
Yeah, I don't think one touched the rim.
No, I would agree.
NBA should have been here tonight watching.
You know, Nan said a long time ago, and I spent 19 years with her, and she said, you're only as good as your seniors.
Yep.
And tonight on senior night, you know, I'm really proud of them.
I recognize them once again.
Yeah. Lindsay Reckerman, Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borderding, Savannah Luthman, you know, Haley Boymer. Just good people, come from good families. And, you know, I know we're winning. I know we're 20-2, and winning fixes a lot of evils in the game of basketball. But this group of girls, they give everything they, you know, and every coach would say this at this time.
Right.
I don't want to be a cliche guy.
Right.
But they give everything that they can to what we do.
Sure.
And if you can bleed orange and black, there's a group of seniors that can.
Head coach Mike Wiss, whose Lady Wildcats won their second straight MAC title tonight. Update, coach, on injuries moving forward, illnesses, health of the team as you get set to enter the tournament fray. It looks like, based on the way you played tonight, you're primed for the postseason.
We feel good about ourselves.
Sure.
There are things that we don't do very well that people try to take advantage of, and that's what we try to do to them, too. Lindsay Reckerman still has a little bit of a bad hand, and obviously Rosie Westerbeck still does, too. So we got, having the bye, we got a few days to get that, hopefully get those healed. And
your first tourney game is
next week, Saturday, against the winner of Hardin Northern and Ada.
And what
at Lima Bath.
And what will you work on in those, 9 days off?
We'll go right back to square one, probably week one of the year, and start doing the little passing drills. And, you know,
sure,
the stuff that got you here. We're not going to try to recreate basketball in the next 9 days. We're going to go back to the things that we have to work on, but the things that also we're good at, so we don't forget them. Yeah.
Coach, well-earned MAC championship, defeating 2 high-quality D3 programs in Versailles and Fort Recovery. Well done.
Thank you.
Mike Wiss.
Appreciate the coverage.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
And I'm sorry about his time.
Mike Wiss, head coach of Minster. Wildcats victorious 48-42 over Fort Recovery tonight. Chuck, it was so much fun. Heck of a great time, despite the fact that I took ribbing for mistakenly wearing a purple and black tie tonight.
Now the next game, you got to wear it for them, too. This has become superstition.
We've got Fort Loramie Rushi boys tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip on the web at 7:40. Who knows, could be a precursor to a sectional final at Piqua in a couple of weeks. Who knows?
Well, it could be, because they're definitely the two best teams in that bracket. And then the other bracket has got Jackson and Fairlawn. And I can't imagine. I mean, we haven't seen everybody, but we've seen enough to know that those four, unless it's a major upset, will be playing each other. And that's when Piqua tournament just becomes, they fill that place, it is so loud, and it's Shelby County South when they play those things.
Exactly. Well said. Last year, Fort Loramie Rushi played 3 times. Could happen again. And it seems like, I think this would be the 4th year that Fairlawn and Jackson Center would collide in the sectional tournament if they were to meet in the sectional final.
Right.
Jackson Center's knocked Fairlawn out the last 3 seasons.
So. Right, and then this year Fairlawn would definitely be a favorite.
Right.
You got Brady Wildermuth and you got Scott Elker, you're in every game.
Yeah, so much fun here tonight. Minster defeating Fort Recovery by 6 to repeat as the girls' MAC champs. our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. So many thanks to these Rushi sponsors. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the basketball tournament. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. Gaufney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. And hopefully by tomorrow night, Chuck, my voice is restored. A little bit.
It's starting to go to that right now, so let's call it an evening, and if we have to, I'll talk more tomorrow.
Well, for Rhett Gish and for Chuck, this is Jack saying goodnight from Minster, where Minster has won the MAC title, beating Fort Recovery 48-42.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.